March is always all about women. First, we're celebrating National Women's Day, and then we have Mother's Day, and there's just so many programs and activities centered on women. It's amazing. I love the month of March because it reminds me of who I am as a woman and the power that I have and the joy that I bring to the world. I don't know if you're a woman and you're listening to me and you're thinking, yes, I totally agree with you. Well, thank you so much for joining me on another episode. This is Motherhood Talks with Ian Schutz. It has been an incredible new week, and I'm just really, really thankful for everything that's been happening. So what am I talking about today? I will be dwelling on I will be dwelling on insecurities. Let me start by asking you, why are you insecure? If you think that you're insecure about anything in your life, why? As a woman, why are you insecure? You know, 2 days ago, I found out something about my life that I've never known, never thought about, never even considered. And for a few moments, maybe the whole day actually, I just kept thinking seriously about it and wondering to myself, wow, you know, this has happened to me, and the way I got the information was shocking, and the person who even revealed it sort of made me feel uncomfortable, you know. So I went back to myself and I was just thinking and feeling a little bit down and just wondering, oh, why would this happen to me? You know, I thought, you know, everything was good with me, you know, but then I had the Holy Spirit there to sort of remind me of who I am and what I am. And regardless of these faults, of these scars, even this seeming scar that I have, you know, in my life, that I am more than that. And life can still be enjoyable whether or not I have, you know, this one thing that I've discovered that I don't have. I don't want to get into any personal information, but yes, this is just me trying to reveal that we're not all perfect, right? As women, sometimes we discover stuff about ourselves that we didn't know, or we know, and people are sort of reminding us about those areas, those faults, those issues, those things that we're not sure about, or we find are called imperfections in the world, and we're dealing with them quietly, and sometimes we don't even want to talk about them, you know, publicly. And even when we are bold enough to talk about them, it takes a lot of confidence, you know, and it takes a lot of courage to do so, because you still have those moments where people, you know, look at you and wonder, okay, is this your life? You know, so I was really just thankful for the Holy Spirit's power and presence. And I want to invite you into that relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of the times you will go through those moments of insecurities where you will begin to question yourself, question your abilities, question your personality, question your gifts, question, you know, who you are, you know, as a mother, as a girl, as a woman, as a father, as a son. You know, you will begin to question yourself, and you may be even looking down on yourself and thinking, maybe I'm not good enough. Well, if I can help you in these moments, just remind you of who you are in the sight of God. God loves you so much, and He's not looking at the things that have been done to you. He's not looking at the failures that you've experienced. He's not looking at your past. He's not looking at what you don't have. You know, sometimes I watch programs of humans like you and I, who are not as tall and who are not as well developed as we are, but then they're so happy and so joyful and so thankful for the life that they have, and it really, really humbles me. So when you feel that, so when you look at yourself and you're even much more than that, and you feel, oh, because there's something missing, so to say, you feel less than human, you need to really question your level of gratitude and thanksgiving to the Almighty God. You know, so this is me just reminding you that you are special and that you're wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, so don't be insecure. Every day you wake up with powerful words, you know, written words that you have developed by yourself, quotes that you find inspiring, and especially the Word of God, you know, to strengthen your mind and you and the way you think about yourself. And when those people and, you know, when people question you, you can tell them boldly and confidently who you are, you know, finding your identity with God, you know, and being bold to tell the enemy and whoever else is talking, you know, what they're not supposed to say, saying what they're not supposed to say about who you are, your identity in Christ. So yes, this is all I'm going to be sharing with you today. Please don't be insecure. Please don't lose your joy over anything. You need to stay joyful. The Bible says that we should be joyful always, you know, and you can't be joyful if you're dwelling on the things that have been, that you don't have, or the pain that you've gone through in time past, or the problems that you're currently, you know, facing, or the challenges, or you can't. Don't dwell on those things. Find joy in other things. You know, express yourself doing those things that bring you hope and life. You know, it's so, so critical for your well-being. So happy Women's Month. Happy Women's Month. I hope you enjoy the full length of it. And please do try and celebrate as many young women and girls around. Empower them, inspire them, make them feel loved and, you know, treasured. And yes, let's continue to build that community of strong, beautiful women in the world. And yes, as you find your place every day, I hope that you find the courage also to live strong and live well. So that's it on Ear and Truths. Thank you and bye-bye.